for the Purpose Critique Review Education and Positive Vibes. At the Shiny Quirl podcast, we are proud to present...
It's time for Madonna Uniquities number 28. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
You know...
Who are you?
I'm just in love with Madonna. No matter how old she gets, Jersey Mike, your junior host. You know, just as how old she gets, she was playing guitar and like doing some kind of thing on Instagram today. I guess with like...
The name of her album, it sounds like it's going to be Madam X.
Yes, and I'll tell you what.
I like that. It has a James Bond feel to it, you know?
It makes you want to have sex with her.
That's Madam X. There's the little Madonna twinge in there. Madam Sex, Madam X. So... She participated in Record Store Day, which was last Friday, or maybe 10 days as of recording the podcast. They put out two. They always go back to the Japanese releases. So I think for the upcoming podcast of Madonna Uniquities, we're going to feature those mixes that are only available on Record Store Day that we've been out of tune for so long in Japan.
Remember that one song, I'm Japanese, ha ha, I'm Japanese.
I remember that.
Oh, wow.
So, in conjunction, because our Nerdling podcast coming up the day after, we're going to feature some of Prince's Record Store Day. But I went back and was looking at Madonna and Prince, because Prince played a lot of guitar and instrumentation on the Like a Prayer album. That's Prince playing guitar on Like a Prayer, the title track. And there's also the song Love Song that they did.
How many times I wondered did Prince hit Madonna? What a lucky guy.
I imagine quite a bit. But, you know, people have always wondered, has there been other songs that Prince and Madonna did? Well, if you go to the federal government's federal filed copyright registration, Prince has a song dated October 12th, 1988, song entitled By Alien Means, and it was intended for Madonna.
Oh, wow.
Right? And it is available. You can find it. It's out there. But we're going to play it here for you. The vocals on it, I don't think it's Prince. I think it's... let's play it and then we'll talk about it. Okay, here we go. By Alien Means, Prince and Madonna, or Prince for Madonna.
Joy in this place that we're going to. feel inside your mind. Don't you go out, don't you go out. My alien maze.
Serve it up, Prince.
There you have, by Alien Means. Prince wrote that for Madonna, and I tell you, my brain just so much wants to hear Madonna singing and harmonizing on that track with him. I can almost hear it, you know?
Hey, it's that era like we just talked about, say, like Vision Quest, Echo yes. Range, Pepsi commercial, Like a Prayer, the 2-3 tours. That would have been just perfect. Right, that would have been another hit song.
That song sounds so much like... I think that song sounds better than Love Song.
Yeah.
I gotta say it. But here's the thing. Fast forward to 1991. Prince used the music from By Alien Means for another song and another artist called Crystal City Cry. This is Ingrid Chavez. This is an unreleased song. This will give you a little effect of what Madonna might have sounded like.
Pretty China, so full of pain. Can you ever appreciate the beauty of rain? Like the crystals fall from your eyes. It's just a mask to hide the lies. So cry, Crystal City, cry. Don't dance, don't die, just cry, Crystal City, cry. Appreciate the beauty of rain. Could I ever be in a tearful shower? Dancing gracefully in a lost desire. Crying so frantically to escape the last hour. Knowing well you're down to eternal fire. Thank you.
Crystal City Cry, 1991, unreleased. Ingrid Chavez. I think, you know, that, I mean, that kind of just gives you a little feel of what it could have been like, you know. They harmonized so well together, actually.
That with her early days, too, you know, like 12, 10 years and 8 years, 10 years into her career. I think that would have been the top for both of them, the mixed.
Yeah, I mean, Love Song was good, but to have By Alien Means also on the album, that would have been sweet.
Release one of those ELP things, the three tracks would have been
great. An EP, that would have been. So, anyway, that is our Madonna Uniquities number 28, doing a little feature there on Prince and the song that he wrote for her and would have been written for her. The next Madonna Uniquities, we're going to be playing some of the tracks from her Record Store Day of this year and their release.
Goodbye, Madonna.